a decent sized burger, pickles, red onions, tomatoes. Let's give it a try. Fries like a 2.9, almost a 3, because they got a little salt on it, but I don't think I ever really had like a flavorless fry. I don't know how to explain it, but it's flavorless, but it got a little salt on it. Because I ain't had a milkshake in a long time, but that milkshake good. I'm gonna get at 8.1 as far as this burger. Let's get right back into it. As far as I can tell, the meat isn't seasoned at all. Like, not really seasoned. It is cooked perfect though. It's cooked to perfection. I think it has like a little grilled flavor. The seasoning is really coming from the sauce, not the meat. So seasoned. I mean, it got cheese, it got pickles, lettuce, onions, tomato. I think everything around the meat has flavor. So it's not a bad burger. It's plenty of meat. It's bigger than McDonald's and Burger King patties. There's plenty of meat in there. It's just not seasoned. Like, it's not seasoned. So if I was gonna grade this on the patty, get a full. Oh, that's some good pickles. I would. Oh. That pickle good. But when you combine everything and you get the meat with all the flavors with it, I give it that a. I put it at like a 7. Maybe like a 6.9, somewhere around there. Because there's so much meat. But all that, I want is that. What is that potato bun? What is that potato bun bread? Because that bread got a lot of flavor in it. But like I said, overall, with everything together, the burger gets 6.97. If I was just to be eating that meat, it's unseasoned. It'll probably be like a 1, 2. Because it's, if you're going to have a big, thick burger like that, it needs to be seasoned. Now, I understand this is fast food, but Arby's, nobody eats y'all. So y'all should. Maybe my burger didn't get seasoned, but y'all need to be showing up and showing up. If y'all gonna do this promotion. It's a fluffy fry, but the salt on the fry is what's carrying it. You can get McDonald's fries fresh, no salt, and they better than this with salt. Yeah. best Arby's sauce. It tastes like a sauce that's trying to be barbecue sauce, but doesn't know what it really wants to be. No spice, no flavor. Okay. I don't know, man. This is horseradish. I don't think I ever had a horseradish before. It's not. Got a kick to it. I like the kick of the horseradish, but I don't think I like the horseradish. But the horseradish tastes better than the Arby's sauce. So yeah, we don't just ketchup can't say any fries. And with the ketchup, I can't eat like a one or two. One and a half. And then I guess with the ketchup, it can be a two, but your fries ain't hitting. Like I said, the burger 6.97. It ain't really like too special. If that meat was seasoned, it probably would have been like A-okay. But like I said, the sauce, lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles was keeping that thing afloat. So now this right here, it's good. 8.5. It is so good, and I don't wanna. I might have to try another Arby's milkshake, or if they got them, I don't really know what Arby's be having. But this milkshake is good. Milkshake good. That's good. It's really subscribe, but I ain't worried about people not being subscribed, because unsubscribed people watch most YouTube videos more than subscribers. So I hope I get a lot more people who are unsubscribed to the channel to watch